Homeward Bound, April 30. Finally, a position above angels. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Revelation 3, verse 21. For the joy that was set before him, Christ endured the cross, despising the shame, and is forever set down at the right hand of God. He died on the cross as a sacrifice for the world, and through this sacrifice comes the greatest blessing that God could bestow, the gift of the Holy Spirit. This blessing is for all who will receive Christ. The fallen world is the battlefield for the greatest conflict the heavenly universe and earthly powers have ever witnessed. It was appointed as the theater on which would be fought out the grand struggle between good and evil, between heaven and hell. Every human being acts a part in this conflict. No one can stand on neutral ground. Everyone must either accept or reject the world's Redeemer. All are witnesses, either for or against Christ. Christ calls upon those who stand under his banner to engage in the conflict with him as faithful soldiers, that they may inherit the crown of life. They have been adopted as sons and daughters of God. Christ has left them his assured promise that great will be the reward in the kingdom of heaven of those who partake of his humiliation and suffering for the truth's sake. The cross of Calvary challenges and will finally vanquish every earthly and hellish power. In the cross, all influence centers, and from it all influence goes forth. It is the great center of attraction, for in it Christ gave up his life for the human race. This sacrifice was offered for the purpose of restoring humanity to its original perfection. Yea, more, it was offered to give us an entire transformation of character, making us more than conquerors. Those who, in the strength of Christ, overcome the great enemy of God and mankind will occupy a position in the heavenly courts above angels who have never fallen. In the plan of God, we are to draw upon all the riches of heaven. Nothing in the treasury of divine resources is deemed too costly to accompany the great gift of the only begotten Son of God. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Christ was empowered to breathe into fallen humanity the breath of life. Those who receive him will never hunger, never thirst, for greater joy than that found in Christ there cannot be. General Conference Bulletin, Second Quarter, 1899, page 33.